collaborative.
Experimentation.
The next idea.
We need a participation revolution, and we need it fast.
Breaking the status quo is the focus of the next idea. And today, we look at different ways to address job training and long-term unemployment in Michigan. Our newest contributor to the Next Idea finds hope in a program called Community Ventures. It was launched in 2012 by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. It's focused on putting unemployed residents of Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, and Pontiac back to work. Mike Finney is one of the chief architects of Community Ventures. He's a senior economic advisor for Governor Snyder's administration and the former CEO of the MEDC. And he says it is time to expand this program to include all of Michigan. Welcome, Mike. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, since the Community Ventures program started, the numbers are strong. You've got some 3,500 people in jobs paying living wages at more than 150 Michigan companies. And the retention rate, it's a good 70% after 1 year. And the people that you target for this program really have significant barriers to employment. They're structurally unemployed. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, we define structurally unemployed as individuals who have significant employment barriers. In many cases, limited work experience, in many cases, virtually no employment experience, limited education. We include ex-offenders. There are many folks who are disabled who also struggle to find employment. And then many of our veterans.
Is there one story that you've seen emerge from Community Ventures that really, to you, sums up the success of this program?
Well, we find there's an awful lot of really good stories within the program. But, I have to say, we've got a number of companies that have made a big commitment to the success of the program. I think we're in more than 150 companies now. Mm-hmm. And it's the willingness of those companies to take a risk, to take a chance on individuals that historically they really haven't paid attention to. I think that's the real story. Mm-hmm. We have companies who really get it, who really want to help, who understand that there are a lot of very talented people who, but for their current circumstances, could certainly do better.
And Mike, was it difficult to get companies on board?
Well, when we originally launched, we thought it'd be extremely difficult because these are some of the folks that are most difficult to mm-hmm. get up to speed in employment situations. Many have had very limited experience. But as we got momentum behind the program, employers have come on in a big way, and most of our employers have actually come back on multiple occasions to increase the commitments that they've made to the program. So the employer part has not been that difficult. But the biggest piece is understanding all the obstacles that the individuals have and coming up with creative ways to overcome those obstacles, the biggest of which is transportation, believe it or not. Many of the jobs are simply not in proximity to individuals who are structurally unemployed. They typically do not have their own transportation. And when you don't have transportation, you need to rely on public transportation. And in our state, public transit is not nearly as robust as we'd like. And so as companies have moved further and further from city centers,
yes,
or from these populations, the ability to get there is one of the most significant challenges that we see. And we work really hard to help overcome that.
Well, okay. In these success stories that you can be rightly pleased with since Community Ventures started, what does it show us? How does Community Ventures differ from kind of a more traditional job training program?
Well, Community Ventures is not a job training program. That's probably the most significant difference. There are many programs that train individuals in a variety of skills and prepare them for work. What we do is we bridge the connection between a trained person or someone who's not trained, for that matter, and the actual employers. So we work directly with employers to secure commitments to hire individuals that are structurally unemployed with or without training. And then once the employer makes the commitment, then we provide resources to provide the on-the-job training that the individual will need. But it is contingent on those individuals having jobs with the companies. We don't do training in advance because there are many other people doing that already, and we don't want to duplicate that effort.
So the payoff is?
The payoff for the company mm-hmm. is that they have individuals who are working for them that are really committed. And we have some great stories. We don't even measure retention until an individual reaches 12 months of employment. And then we continue to work with them for up to 2 years to ensure that they can continue. So the payoff for the employer are long service employees that don't have the kind of turnover that you typically see. We figure out creative ways to get the individuals to the job. and to help them overcome whatever other obstacles they may have.
What might that look like? What kind of creative ways?
Well, in Flint, for example, mm-hmm. we ended up working with the Mass Transit Authority to provide transportation from Flint to Lapeer to one of our employers called Lapeer Plastics and Plating. Now, that's about a 35-mile one-way trip. So the challenges faced in doing that were pretty significant. But partners like Mott Community College, the Mass Transit Authority, the Michigan Works Agency in Flint, all partnered with us to help overcome that. In Detroit, we have a group called Metro Easy Ride. It's a number of churches that have come together to use their church vans during the week to transport people to and from work. So those are the kind of creative things that we've come up with. And we're actually having some interesting discussions with Uber to potentially be a source to provide transportation on an urgent basis.
It seems like really you're saying this is a one-of-a-kind program.
Well, I won't go so far as to say it's one-of-a-kind, but we haven't found anything else that was approaching it with the employer as the primary resource that we work with. And then once the employers say yes, to then go and find the individuals that are being trained and who are equally in need.
Thinking right outside the box. In your essay for the next idea, Mike, you argue that it's time to expand this program, take it statewide. Right now, the program focuses on assisting 1,000 people annually from, as we were saying, Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, and Pontiac. Well, the governor's asked for $10 million in the 2016 budget to maintain the program in these four cities. So scaling it up to a statewide level will really require some creativity and some outside resources. And one place you're looking at is foundations. What do you have in mind there?
We know that the state can't do it alone. There is a role for the private sector to play. We think a public-private partnership is the best way to scale this program. And that brings into play a number of other funding sources. The foundations certainly represent one. Many of the people that they serve are the exact same people that we're talking about. So why not work together to find solutions to the challenges of the individuals that we're all trying to serve? But there's also the federal government. There's the potential for crowdfunding. When stories are told like this, it tugs at our heart. And many of us want to contribute to helping individuals who are less fortunate. The best example I can come up with was not a Community Ventures participant, but James Robertson, the gentleman mm-hmm. who walked 21 miles or so to work every day. That's an example of when individuals who have a passion about helping others pool their resources, what can happen. Now, I'm not suggesting that every person in our program should get a $400,000 right. Windfall. But what I am saying is that through small amounts of resources, we can help a lot of individuals.
And Mike, in your essay, you write about social impact bonds as a way to expand the program. What are those and how would that work?
Oh, yeah, I should not. I need to make sure I mention that.
Yeah.
So the idea behind social impact bonds is not new, but it would be new to Michigan. One of the more notable cases was the city of New York, who were able to secure tens of millions of dollars to help young people who were finding themselves in trouble with the law. And so they were able to build a case that by helping these young people find secure job opportunities and training opportunities, they would in fact save the city of New York in a significant way based versus incarcerating young people. So that's just one example of how you can demonstrate a significant return on the investment such that a municipality or a state or federal government could in fact consider buying a bond that would fund the activity.
What do you think has been the most eye-opening thing to you in this process of developing and implementing community ventures?
Well, I didn't quite understand just how challenging it is for individuals who are in poverty in many cases or who are struggling with employment and struggling with the ability to support themselves. It wasn't real clear to me just how difficult it was for them to find a job and then keep the job. And so it was real important for us as a part of the program to include services or support services that help them keep the job. And that's probably one of the more interesting findings because I fully expected that once an individual had a job, it was their duty to keep it. And the reality is that you don't find very many people like James Robertson who has a job and is willing to walk 20 miles at plus a day to get to that job. And in his case, he's probably unique in Michigan. When we help individuals like him, though, find creative ways to get transportation, like the example I mentioned earlier mm-hmm. from Flint to Lapeer Plating, those individuals then have the ability to keep the job. And I do think there is some responsibility that we have to help an individual who's in that situation.
Well, it is encouraging to see a program that it takes this new approach and truly, as you've seen, is changing lives.
Well, we definitely think it's the real deal. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to see folks who are disadvantaged. It's an opportunity to help change their lives, and I feel pretty good about that.
Mike Finney is a senior economic advisor for Governor Snyder's administration and the former CEO of the MEDC. His essay on community ventures, you'll find it on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.